We had the opportunity to speak with John Garang when he visited Washington, D.C. in February, just after he'd signed the peace agreement. He seemed determined to make that peace agreement work.
More than 3 million of my people are displaced. Some are living in squalid conditions around Khartoum in camps for displaced people. Others have been forced into exile as refugees. I myself was a refugee of the first war. When I left the country at the age of 18. So I've lived all the conditions of a displaced person, of a refugee, and of a guerrilla. We have achieved the aims, the objectives for which we fought, and we will make sure that this agreement is implemented so that the people of Southern Sudan exercise their right of self-determination after 6 years. We have agreed on a two-systems, one-country model. A model of development, a unique model of good governance, no corruption, free market, freedom of conscience, freedom of religion, freedom of press, freedom of political organization. We'll make it a model that will rival any other model in Africa and actually provide a good example. That would be worth it.
The voice of Sudanese Vice President John Garang, who's being buried today in Juba, Sudan.